Doing a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? Shit, nigga, I don't know, ain't no telling. Just think what it could have been if I wasn't doing this here. Shit.
If I wasn't rapping, I'd probably be wrestling, hand-to-hand grappling, on the corner of Madison, or real estating, trying to sell you a mansion, or rollerblading, doing 360 flash spins. Or I'd probably be flipping the burger, attempting a murder, paralyzed, sipping on Gerber. I could be working at Jules, chain snatching, jerking your jewels, homeless, working for food. I might be cleaning your pool, teaching your school, preaching to fools, leeching, smoking weed to be cool, at DMVs, holding lines up. I wind up and line up, so time's up. Full of holes in the hole in the fine tucks. Out on parole, out of control, holding your dime up. I could be lazy, sitting on your couch. Or I could be crazy, cussing pigeons out. I could be hustling bags, struggling bad. If I wasn't up in the lab, shit, I just might be cutting your grass, walking your dog, pumping your gas, and nothing at all. I could be hustling.
Welcome everybody to today's edition of the Gray Zone Podcast. I'm your host Rob J, and I'm with my co-host
Big L.
And I'm coming to you live from Houston, Texas. Where you coming from, Big L?
New York City.
All right, that's what's up, the BX Borough, the BX Borough. And what's crazy is that Big L is a Republican, representing the Conservative Party, and she's from the Bronx. I didn't know they had Republicans in the Bronx. What's up with that?
We're few and far between, but, you know, we're trying to, I'm trying to increase the ranks.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, today we have a very interesting show for everyone. We're going to talk about healthcare today. Healthcare is a hot issue in this election cycle. It's an issue that a lot of people have strong feelings about, both on the left and the right. And yes, it's something that we really need to go into so that you guys can go out and make the right choices in your respective elections, the primary and the general election. So that's the topic today. But as always with the show, we each start out with our points of the day. I'm going to go first with my point of the day today, because it's something that is very, very important to me that I just want to get out there before we get into the rest of the show. And then Big L is going to come right behind me with hers. So my point of the day: on last Thursday, September 20th, 2007, America witnessed something it had not seen in a good 30 to 40 years. America witnessed an old-time, old-school civil rights rally live in the flesh. However, the shocking thing about it was that we still had to have such a thing happen today. When Martin Luther King Jr. went and spoke on the Mall in Washington, that he had a dream, that he wanted white boys and black boys to be able to play together, that he wanted people to be judged on the content of the character, not on the color of their skin. It was something that everyone in this country embraced at that moment, and everyone in this country tried to embrace going forward. It's why there's a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, a federal holiday at that. And it's why that we have this great country with desegregated schools and benefits for everyone. What happened in Jenner, Louisiana, brought to light something that's been going on in this country and in the South for years: blatant racism, injustice, inequality taking place not with an actual noose, unlike what happened in Jenner, but through the justice system and strategically placed district attorneys who choose to prosecute blacks and not prosecute whites. This is something that we have to distance ourselves from, take solace in, and attack going forward. And as a person with a law degree, I would feel remiss. I would feel left out in the open, alone, if I didn't say something or try to do something about it. Don't forget the dream that Martin Luther King Jr. had for us. Or else, Malcolm X may be born again. And that's my point for today. Big L, what you got to say?
Okay. Point well taken. I just wanted to kind of start out our healthcare debate with a point that I think is being missed by everyone in the United States. And it's when we're discussing healthcare, the fact that healthcare has a lot to do with how you take care of your own body and your own health personally on an everyday basis. And not it's not all about the medical system and going to see a doctor. And I think that sometimes it's good to step back and get some perspective on what we're trying to achieve by improving the healthcare system, and so that we can find the correct way to get to that goal, to reach our goals. I have two articles, my articles, from Fox News, actually, just regular. No, there are so one is from Fox News and one's from the Associated Press.
Of course, Fox News.
I got it off of FoxNews.com, okay, but it's just regular things that are happening in the world today. One is about a woman who had to go to court twice to get Harvard to allow her to pump breast milk to feed her child in between her taking her national board of medical, in between taking her national medical exams. With something natural, something that she needs to do to feed her child. She was rejected the first time, and then finally on appeal, they said that yes, you can go out and breastfeed your child. The second article has to do with the study that says you shouldn't mix Tylenol with caffeine. Risk of liver damage, something that would pretty much be, should be obvious to most people. And I just thought when I saw these two articles that it was very reflective of how our society works. We'd rather mask things and treat our illnesses and with drugs, and we'd rather just take as many drugs as we can and do something that's not really, may not be good for our bodies, and that's fine. And we have to come out with studies to tell people that that's not right and maybe you shouldn't be doing that. But when it's something that's the most natural, fundamental part of life, we actually have to have court battles to allow people to do this. So I just thought it'd be a good idea before we start our healthcare debate, which we'll be talking about the healthcare system, to take a look at the total picture of what healthcare really is and how we here in America take care of our bodies.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, can I respond to the healthcare? What have you got to say, Big L? Tell me why I'm wrong as a liberal about healthcare. What? Or maybe I should tell you what my views are.
Tell me what your views are.
Well, I mean, fundamentally, I believe in a single-payer healthcare system. And okay. That single-payer would be the United States government in this case. And I believe that everyone should have coverage via the government. And private coverage should be available for those who want more superior service than the basic service that the government would be able to provide as a single payer. That's the crux of it. I believe that everyone has a right to live. I believe that everyone has a right to health care. I don't believe that it's something that people should have to pay for. And I believe that it's the government's responsibility to ensure the health and welfare of its citizens, especially when you're sending them to fight wars.
Okay. I believe that everyone has the right to live as they choose. Everyone has the right to live as they choose. And this is why I opened up the topic with healthcare and what healthcare actually means. I don't believe that the government can mandate that everyone needs to have health care, okay? A health care plan. Everyone has the right to take care of themselves. Everyone has the right to eat, you know, the right foods, which they don't. Everyone has the right to live a healthy life and have a healthy lifestyle. But you cannot mandate me to go and get preventive care treatments. And you can't you can't just tell me that I have to have something. That's my main issue, is how are you going to enforce that people have to have insurance? Maybe that's not my healthcare. Maybe my healthcare is something more holistic. Maybe I have a more natural approach to how I want to take care of my health. And I don't believe that the government has the right to tell people what to do with something so personal. That's why we live in America. It's called freedom. I have the freedom to not take care of myself if I choose to, and the freedom to take care of myself if I choose to.
Let me ask you a question. I don't think you drive a car, do you? You live in New York.
I know how to drive, and I used to drive a car in New York, yes.
And you know that everyone who has a car is required to have insurance for that car.
That's right.
And the insurance makes sure that people who get into accidents are protected, because everyone has insurance, so they'll be able to get their money back, right?
Right.
How does that attack the freedom of Americans?
That's car insurance. We're talking about health insurance.
That's completely different
because health insurance affects me personally.
And
my car insurance that I have to have is to protect against me damaging someone else's car, me killing someone else. It doesn't necessarily have to do with protecting me.
Well, it does protect you. If you get in an accident,
there's two types of insurance, and there's one that you must get, and there's one that you don't have to get.
Right.
And I believe the one that you have to get is the one that protects against the liability against other people, not against yourself necessarily.
Absolutely.
Exactly. But with my health care, that has nothing to do with anyone else.
Okay.
That's what I would like to protect. The fact that my health care should have nothing to do with anyone else but myself.
What about
and how I care for myself, that's very personal.
What about seatbelt laws?
What about seatbelt laws?
Most states require every person wear a seatbelt.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I could also tell you that that is a personal thing. And I mean, it does help people, but I should have that right also to say whether I want to wear my seatbelt or not, because I'm in my car, and that only has to do with me.
So you're taking a position that the government shouldn't tell you anything, and you should be free to do anything.
If it doesn't affect someone else, if it's not directly going to affect someone else, I don't understand why the government needs to tell me that I need to have health care.
Okay, so say someone's driving in a car, they don't have their seatbelt on, they get in an accident, then they fly out of the windshield.
Okay.
Ambulance is called.
Okay.
Police are called. Firemen are called. You have a crime scene, or an accident scene, excuse me, not a crime scene.
Okay.
You have a traffic backup. All because that person didn't wear a seatbelt.
All because they got into an accident. Every time an accident happens, you have the police come and an ambulance come.
Yeah, but an accident where they've now flown out of their car creates a much bigger problem for the community as a whole than it would if they just had their seatbelt on and they didn't fly out of the car.
I'm not saying that wearing seatbelts, I'm not saying that it's wrong that people should not wear seatbelts. I didn't say that people should not wear seatbelts. I'm saying that that is a personal choice. Now they're trying to, there are some lobbyist groups that want to make it illegal for you to smoke in your car if you have a child in the car. And I think even though it's bad for you, that should be your personal choice. That shouldn't be the government. Another body should not come into your home or into your car and tell you what to do.
Well, you know,
they shouldn't tell you how to raise your children. They shouldn't tell you how to take care of your health. They shouldn't tell you what to, you know, like, that is not, unless you're putting someone else in danger. For example, when people use their cell phones and it's distracting,
right. Because
you're putting other people in danger. But if I don't wear a seatbelt, and we have the seatbelt laws and it saves lives and everyone knows that's great, but really if you want to take it to an ideological point of view, you should not have to tell someone, mandate that someone do something. People should see that it's the right thing to do and do it. And you should allow them that freedom to make a choice of what they want to do.
And so you feel that universal health care mandates people to do something that they shouldn't have to be mandated to do?
Well, I just like to, let me see if I can get to this portion. Edwards, this is the plan you say you most agree with. He will also require preventative care coverage. That's not the, wait, hold on. That's not the one I wanted to read. Oh, here it is. This is the one I wanted to read. Anyone who doesn't have health care must get it.
What's wrong with that?
Why must I get it?
Well, you must get it in the same way that you must get car insurance. To protect the taxpayers, to ensure that in the event something happens, you're covered. And it's not going to make you go broke. Government is there to protect the people.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard of that a social contract? We all agree to be part of this government and to have the government create certain rules that are in our best interest. Sometimes your parents all tell you, don't do that. Don't do that, and this
so
is, and you don't understand why they're telling you don't do it. You don't understand why they're trying to stop you. Then something happens, and you understand why.
That's right. That is what I just want everyone who listens to this podcast to just focus on what Rob just said, that your parents have to tell you what to do, because that's what liberals think, that the government has to tell us what to do.
No, we're children.
And you need to tell us what to do. I can't make an informed decision.
The government is trying to make sure that every citizen, even the poorest, most disenfranchised citizen, has its basic needs taken care of.
Okay, but why is it that you must have it, and how are you going to enforce that?
Well, let's talk about the Edwards plan a little bit.
I want to answer that question. Because I know you're going to run around it, but I want to know why you must have it and how you're going to enforce that people must have it.
It's simple why you must have health care. You must have health care so that the taxpayer isn't picking up the tab when...
So what if I say I can afford it and I want to pay it on my own?
Well, if you can afford it and pay it on your own, then you get your own health care.
But he just said every American must have health care. What if I don't want to have health care?
Well, I'm sure that once the legislation is actually put together, because right now his plan is his plan, and there will be additions to the legislation whenever it actually becomes legislation, if it becomes legislation. For instance, in Texas, with car insurance, I'm just giving an analogous situation. If you have the money to afford car insurance, to afford the liability, you have to basically get an affidavit, bring some bank records down to the state, and they'll review it, and they'll say, fine, you don't need car insurance because you have enough money to cover yourself in that type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And something like that could easily be worked into the legislation for those people who don't want to get health insurance. The important thing about the plan is that it would mandate lower cost for health insurance. It would mean that everyone has to get health insurance, but everyone will be able to get it at a price that they can afford and at a price that works for them. And I think that that's really important. He calls it universal health care. It's not quite universal health care, because universal health care is more of a single payer type program,
mm-hmm.
where people don't have to actually pay for health care in a traditional way with private health insurance companies. This system, which is I like it better than Hillary's, but the system that Edwards proposes is kind of a hybrid between a single-payer system, you know, with the government helping to lower the cost of healthcare, and the current system we have. And it also helps out corporations and businesses by keeping them in business. Because the reality of it is that these corporations are going to end up making more money, you know, off of this plan. Because even though their costs have to go down, the government is now mandating everyone has to get it. So every corporation will make money off of it. And that's the problem I have with the plan. That's the problem I have with Hillary's plan. That's the problem I have with every single one of the plans, actually. It's not far enough left for me, I will admit.
But why don't... I don't understand. What is the problem with... If you have a business, you should make money. And as long as people are benefiting, what is the problem? Why don't you want these insurance companies to make money?
I don't want the insurance companies to, for lack of a better word, pillage the villagers. I want the insurance companies to make money, to make a modest amount of money, a fair amount of money.
So now you want to tell them what's a fair amount of money for them to make?
I'm not trying to tell them how much money they should or shouldn't make.
So then how do you know what's a fair amount of money for them to make?
Here's the thing. With a public healthcare system, then it is accountable to the people, right? If the U.S. government had a healthcare system that was failing everyone, and the U.S. government was the single payer, and it was government insurance for everyone,
mm-hmm.
and people weren't getting their treatments right, things were going awry, then people could go out and people could vote, and people could change who's running things and change the course of the healthcare. And
the problem is that people are not going to do that because things have gone awry with our own Medicare system that we have in place right now. And that's because it only
affects the poorest of people. Those people generally don't vote. And those people generally don't know what they can do to change things. If it was a public healthcare system that every person had to take part in, then you would see a larger outcry for when things go wrong.
And why... Okay. Let's see. How can we put this? You want a public system. What is wrong with having people buy their own insurance at an affordable price? And buying an insurance that's tailored for them.
Well,
that fits their own needs and having different choices and having companies compete against each other. What is wrong with that?
Because when you're talking about a service like healthcare, a corporation is always thinking about how am I going to cut costs to maximize profit, especially for-profit corporations. Not-for-profit, not so much. But a for-profit corporation in the business of health insurance,
they're also in the business of keeping their customers.
Well, they're in the business of keeping their customers, but they also make calculations on, well, how many lives can we lose before people start getting upset? How many people will even read the article about where we decided not to give this type of care to someone because it didn't meet our bottom line? And how many people actually will be affected by such a decision? With the government, there is no decision that would be compromised in the name of profit.
The government would just make all of the wrong decisions. Everyone would be paying more for healthcare. The price of healthcare would not go down.
No, the decisions would be left in the hands of the doctors. The decisions would be left in the hands of the doctors, and the government would pay for it.
Whatever the amount, exactly. The price. Okay, what is our objective? Again, I go back to what is our objective?
Do
you care about healthcare spending in this country? Do you want it to go down? Do you care if it goes up or down?
It would actually go down under a single-payer health system. It'll go down under John Edwards' system. It'll go down.
I don't think so. I'm looking at his plan, and I don't understand. What I don't understand is how you think you're going to expand a government program without expanding spending. It goes together.
No, because if you're spending the money more efficiently and effectively, then the spending will go down. Right now, there's a lot of wasteful spending.
But you're still expanding.
And a lot of bureaucracy.
If anything, it will even out.
No, you take out the bureaucracy and you just deal patient and doctor and a streamlined system of getting reimbursed by the government, it cuts down the costs tremendously.
increases on fraud, Medicare fraud, which we deal with right now.
Listen, fraud is going to happen in any system that you have.
It doesn't.
You have to be vigilant, but you'll never be able to stop 100% of fraud. Just like a store will never be able to stop 100% of loss from its till, from its product, anything.
I just don't see it. I just don't see what is the argument against having people have more control over. Because when you know how much you're spending on your health care, I think it makes more of an impact on the health of this community, of this country, as opposed to just giving someone a card and saying, here, go to whatever you doctor you want to. That's not going to change people's attitudes towards their health care. And it's not going to... There's all these statistics, all these other countries, their life expectancy is higher than ours. It's not because of going to the doctor. It's because they take better care of themselves. Now, how in this country can we get people to take better care of themselves? By giving them a free... There's lots of poor people who are on Medicare and they don't take care of themselves.
There are lots of poor people who love to go to the doctor and can't afford it.
And there's lots of poor people who are on Medicare, who have all government programs, and they don't take care of themselves.
Well, that's something that has to be addressed culturally.
Culturally. That's why the Republican plan works a little better, I feel, because if you have to spend your own money on going to the regular doctor, you're going to take better care of yourself.
There's a
self-interest there that doesn't come from the Democratic initiatives, programs that they're putting in place. There's no self-interest. What's the self-interest?
But what about the people that don't have money? If they don't have the money, where are they going to get it from?
These healthcare plans, these programs are not focused on the people that don't have money. The people that don't have any money are already covered by the government.
What about the people that have very little money and can't afford it?
It's the people in the middle. It's the people in the middle who don't have insurance because they're out of work at the moment, because they're between jobs, because they're self-employed.
Because Republican policies have shipped their jobs overseas, and they... Right, you're right. The people who have no money
are covered under Medicare. It's the people who are in the middle. It's the people who are in the middle, and those people can't afford to have part of their, the catastrophic insurance paid for by their company or by a plan that's where the premium is low and they can afford to pay every month $200-something a month.
And whose plan are you talking about? Your buddy Mitt Romney's?
I'm talking about Mitt Romney's. I'm talking about Giuliani, who gives a tax deduction to families and individuals so that they can pay
tax
for.
Tax deductions to families will not help them. You get your tax deduction back at the end of the year.
That's right, and then you pay for your plan.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard to get $5,000 back, for example, and you're behind on bills. There are choices that people have to make.
Well,
and healthcare shouldn't be one of them. Healthcare should be something that's...
Healthcare is a choice that you have to make because you need to be responsible for your healthcare, not the government.
No, we as citizens of the earth need to be responsible for helping our other citizens of the earth.
I need to be responsible for taking care of myself.
That's the problem with the Republican viewpoint.
No, it's not. Everybody the freedom to do as they please.
Another problem I have with what you guys are doing, particularly Mitt Romney's plan, is how Mitt Romney blames the high cost of health care on people suing doctors for malpractice.
That is part of it.
And he wants to cap damages.
I think that is
ridiculous. I think that Republicans in general have a big problem with trial lawyers, have a big problem with individuals who go out there and fight for the little guy. Listen, if a doctor screws up on a surgery, guess what? The doctor should pay for the damage to that person.
These doctors still have to pay these high costs of insurance for their work because of the threat of being sued.
Listen, doctors have to be perfect. And maybe that's
Nobody's
unfortunate.
Perfect.
But they have to be. They have to be. And it goes along with this corporatist attitude. No. We don't care about the little people. We want to make sure that the moneymakers don't have to spend too much of their money. So what? Someone gets injured, they don't have to spend too much of their money because it's unfair somehow for people who make millions and millions of dollars to have to pay out $100,000 to someone
that they were
negligent on.
They don't make millions and millions of dollars, okay? Doctors have a large responsibility, okay? And they do a very good job. Hello?
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
They do a very good job every single day, and we need to be rewarding them. And not treating them like part of the horrible fat cats trying to take all of our money, because that's not the way it is.
No. What it is that an individual is injured by a doctor. An individual goes in for a surgery. They're going in to get stitches on their leg, and all of a sudden their spleen is out. That's an injury, and the doctor needs to pay for that injury.
But what we're saying is that because of this threat. Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Because of this threat, the doctors have to pay high insurance rates all the time, even if they don't do anything wrong all year round for 20 years. And it's putting them out. They have to move, and they have to leave. And they, you know, like, that's not right.
It is.
You have towns without an OBGYN because you don't have a local OBGYN because she can't afford it. Because the doctor can't afford to be in that area. Because insurance premiums, like, you think that's right?
Well, the great thing
about that, there's no access to health care because the insurance premiums are too high because of the trial lawyers. Do you think that's right?
I think it is right, because I think that if if a person gets injured, that they have a right to be
paid
home.
But I have to pay all year for something that I've never done.
So, you have to pay car insurance all year for something that you've never done or may never do.
Wow.
That's part of life.
Wow. That's the whole point. That's why I'm trying to say, have something more tailored to you. If I am
You can't tailor things to everyone.
Yes, you can.
There's over 300 million people in this country.
With insurance, you can. If I had my own private insurance, I could. If I had the government insurance, I couldn't. If I'm a healthy 28-year-old woman with nothing wrong with me, I shouldn't have to pay the same insurance rate as someone with cancer who's 50-something years old.
And with a single-payer system, you wouldn't. Let's take a look at this. This is what I want to say. You know, the right...
You're
they
trying
always
to cover everyone under the same umbrella. It's not going to work.
See, one of the big arguments that the right brings up is Canada. They say, oh my gosh, in Canada, people aren't getting the right health care. There's a lot of rationing out of health care.
There is. And right? I looked at Canada, I looked at London, and I looked at Paris. And there are London, Canada, England, and France. They're all having partnerships with private industry now. We have the private system, and we're trying to go toward their system, and they're trying to get the private industry to help them because their public system can't do it all.
Let's take a look at this. The Institute of Medicine found that 18,000 Americans die every year because they don't have health insurance.
Because they don't have health insurance?
Because they don't have health insurance.
How did they come up with the fact that it's because they don't have health insurance?
Listen.
Does that make any sense to you? People die of heart attacks. People die of cancer. People die of, you know, a car accident. People don't die because they don't have health insurance.
The Institute of Medicine is a prestigious organization. They're credible.
Okay. I'm asking does it make sense to you that someone would die because they don't have health insurance?
Yes, it does. It does make sense.
Okay, Robert. That doesn't make any sense
because
to me.
Because they didn't have the opportunity to see a doctor. That's why they die, because they don't have health insurance.
You do have an opportunity to see a doctor. You cannot be turned away at a hospital in the United States of America, whether you have insurance or not.
But you also have to pay.
Okay, so did they die when they saw the bill? I mean, come on.
If they can't afford it, people aren't going to go put themselves in debt when they've got to live their life every day. Well, you know, when they've got... when they've got two jobs that won't give them the time off to even go visit a doctor, then when they do, they've got to pay $10,000 for an hour visit. No. And I'm being facetious with the doctor.
I know, but that statistic is off. Yeah, I can't even listen to that statement. That's not a cause of death. So somehow they came across these answers and they interviewed these people and they came up with this. They came up with this number.
Listen, the Institute of Medicine again is a credible, credible organization.
Okay.
And I stand by their numbers. I don't know the methods they used in their study, but I stand by the Institute of Medicine with that. And the reason I bring that number up is to say that people always complain, well, in Canada, you know, everything is rationed out. Well, in America, everything is rationed out also, because U.S. healthcare is based on income. If you can afford to get it,
you get it.
And if you can't, you don't. So where in Canada, everyone gets it. They have to wait a little while, but everyone gets to see
that's not how it goes. You don't wait in America.
That's the whole point. You don't wait. You don't wait if you're rich, and if you're not rich, you don't go.
I am not rich, and I don't wait. It's not about rich and poor. It's not this horrible, the very rich and the very poor.
Let me not say rich. Let me say if you can't afford it, you don't go. And if you can't afford it, you don't wait. But those who don't afford it don't go, and 18,000 of them die every year, and it's not happening in Canada.
Who can't afford it? That's what I want to know. I want you to tell me who can't afford it.
Apparently 44 million people are without health care in this country of 300 million. So a lot of people can't afford it. A lot
of people don't want to pay for it.
Because they can't afford it.
No, that's not always the reason.
Why wouldn't you?
Because people don't care about their health. Because people would rather eat McDonald's every night than cook dinner. Because people don't want to go to the doctor until they're deathly sick. Because people use the emergency room as their normal doctor's visit. They use the emergency room when they have a pain here or a pain there. They go to the emergency room and they don't make an appointment with the doctor. These are normal, everyday, working class people. Not poor people living destitute, homeless people. I'm talking about people with homes and cars and television sets that live everyday lives and send their kids to school and don't have health insurance.
You talk a lot about freedom, but it sounds like you...
I just want you to be honest. Be honest about America. Don't make it sound like all these people don't have health insurance because they just can't afford it. Some people just don't want to make the priority, make health care a priority.
Even if someone chooses not to make that a priority, that doesn't mean that we as citizens of this world...
Why should I have to pay to give somebody a card that they're not even going to use? Let them make it a priority in their lives. Let us make it so that the insurance companies compete, so that the premiums go down. Let's make the premiums go down. Let's make affordable plans that people can afford. And let people go out there and buy insurance.
Do you believe
if they're in a situation where they don't have an employer to give them insurance?
Do you believe that there's a right to live? Are you a right to life?
I believe. What do you mean a right? You're mixing issues. You're mixing issues.
No, I'm asking a question. Do you believe that there's a right to life?
If you're alive here,
you're
responsible for your life. Yes.
No, do you believe that there is a right to life?
I want you to explain that because I don't understand what you're asking me.
Are you pro-life?
No, I'm not.
You're not pro-life. But do you believe that people deserve a right to life?
You are responsible for your life. I don't know if you have a right to life. You're responsible for your life.
So you don't believe that there is a right to live?
It's not, okay, no one has the right to take your life. No one has the right to take your life as far as killing you. But when you say, do you have a right to live? Yes, you have a right to live. but you're responsible for taking care of your own life.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
And do you believe in the way the Conservative Party takes the moral high ground when it comes to issues?
Yes.
Are you in line with that?
For the most part.
And
ask the question, Robert. Ask the question.
I have to ask them in steps just to create a background for what I'm about to ask next.
Okay.
Now, the Bible, doesn't it say something about helping your neighbor?
You know what I'm going to say to that? You know what I'm going to say to that? It's better to teach a man to fish than to give him a fish.
Listen,
and I live by that.
What is wrong with the fundamental notion that
what is wrong with it is that I am not responsible for another grown adult, a human being. I'm not responsible for every single person that lives next to me. No, I'm not. I don't think I'm responsible for them. I believe that everyone needs to be responsible for themselves. And when it comes to your healthcare choices, yes, you need to be responsible for your healthcare choices.
I'm not advocating that everyone should have a mansion, that everyone should drive a nice car. All I'm advocating is that everyone should be able to go to a doctor.
Everyone can go to the doctor. That's what you don't understand. Everyone can go to the doctor. You want to know is how is everyone going to pay for it? Everyone in this country can go to a doctor's office. Everyone in this country can go to an emergency room and be treated. No one can be turned away. That's the beautiful thing about the United States of America. No one can be turned away if you can't pay. Now, how are you going to pay for it when it's done? That's the question.
Well, with universal health care, it's been said that the U.S. government is going to save about $150 billion per year if you cut out the bureaucracy. Everyone is covered. Everyone has the same comprehensive...
Wouldn't the government save as well if people had their own private insurance and they didn't even have to come up with this new program?
Yes, but you don't understand. With everything that's private, there's no accountability. With the government, there is. A private corporation is not accountable to anyone. With the government, there's accountability.
We still have laws in this country, and you can still sue a corporation.
Well, look at Enron. The Republicans made laws that said companies don't have to guarantee the pensions for individuals under certain circumstances. And people lost out on their pensions. People working at Enron for years hoping to get pensions lost out on it because those guys were friends of the Republican Party. There was no accountability in that situation. And if we let health care stay in the hands of corporate friends of the Republican Party, there'll be no accountability later.
There is accountability. There'll be accountability if you have competition between the companies. If you have it so that you can get your health insurance from any state in this country, and they will have to compete against each other to keep their customers. And if you allow people to go out and get their own insurance, take their insurance with them when they leave their job, if you allow people the choice, that's you're giving them a choice to say, hey, I don't want to have to stay at this job so that I can get health insurance. I want to buy my own plan, and if I pay $150 a month, I can have my own plan. We need to lower the premiums. We need to give people a tax deduction so that they can afford to pay their
tax deductions plan. Don't help because people get their money back at the end of the year, they have other choices to make with that money.
But you can't dictate how people use their money. You have to give them the choice to say, I have this money, I'm going to use it on healthcare. You can't tell people, okay, we have to have everyone. This is a mandatory that everyone in this country have healthcare. That's not the way it works. You say, I'm going to give you the choice so that everyone in this country can have healthcare.
Can't you understand?
This is the land of opportunity.
Can't you understand that whenever we allow the wealthy to buy better care or jump the queue, healthcare for the rest of us suffers? It suffers. This country is made on a principle of equality. It hasn't always been equal.
You have the opportunity.
The Constitution has corrected where it's not equal. Why should one man have more of a right to live than another?
one man doesn't have more of a right
yes,
to live.
Yes, a rich man has more of a right to live in this country than a poor one.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Everyone needs to... You have to take stock of how you're taking care of yourself. And you have to take stock of your own situation.
See,
it's not about, oh, this rich man has access to this doctor and I don't, and I should have the same access that he does.
I mean, it's really not about that.
Once you get to the stage of having a surgery and having to use an expensive doctor, it's really not.
To me, it's absurd.
That's the final stage.
It's absurd. It's just like people who say, well, the answer to poor people getting thrown in jail for longer sentences or not beating a case because they can't afford a good lawyer, is for them to not do crime. And you're similarly saying, well, for people who can't really afford good health care, their best solution is to not go to McDonald's.
Why can't we lower premiums? Why can't we lower premiums so that people can't afford a good plan?
It's not just about lowering premiums. It's about making it fair for everyone.
It is fair for everyone. If everyone has access to a health care plan, then it will be fair for everyone.
It's not a fair system. John Edwards, of the major candidates...
You just want the government to run the system. That's all. You just want the government to run the system. It doesn't matter if everyone has access to a health care plan. You just want it to be a government health care plan.
The government should be running the system.
No, I don't think so.
That if the government is not helping the people, who is it helping?
The government is helping the people by giving the people a choice. Giving the people their own choices. By giving the people freedom. We're supposed to be protecting people's freedoms, not taking it away from them.
We're protecting people's freedoms.
Yeah, you're supposed to protect people's freedoms.
You know, I don't want to go too off topic here, but
because I see you trying to bring everything else because you can't defend this government health care.
Listen, there are no freedoms being protected by this government, not the one that's currently in the White House. I can tell you that there are no freedoms being protected, and to somehow align healthcare with freedoms being protected is way off base. And
it's not. When you talk about what is this Edwards says here about primary care physicians will guide care for patients to make sure they're getting proven treatment from a coordinated team. And I said to myself, that sounds like, let me read the first part where he talks about how many times people go to different specialists and they should be going to one doctor. Now, if I want to go see another specialist, I should be able to go see another specialist. I shouldn't have to go through this primary care physician to maybe get a referral to another doctor. That's what it sounds like to me. Guided care. Let me go on the internet and find out what kind of care I want. Let me be able to do my own research and have access to any kind of medical treatment that I want and go across the country to get a surgery that I can't get in my own hometown. Let me not need to have a primary care physician to guide my care. Here in America, you can guide your own care.
So, basically, you're fighting for freedom of health care. Wow, we're losing all other freedoms to the Republican Party.
Don't go off topic. I want you to tell me why I need a primary care physician to guide my care because I can guide my own care.
Because if you have a primary care physician that's been dealing with you over time, knows your situation,
right,
understands your body, understands your medical needs,
right,
the likelihood is that you will get a better health care for yourself because you have this person that's guiding and managing your whole system.
Not always.
Rather than you jumping around from person to person without them having the whole picture and understanding your history intimately, like a guided care physician.
Not always. It's good to have a primary care physician.
I think more likely.
It's good to have someone who you go to, for your regular checkups. But sometimes your physician, like you said, can make mistakes, and sometimes you need to have the freedom to be able to go and do your own research and then go and see someone else. You need to have that freedom. And lots of people have done it. I know personally of cases of people who have done it and have gotten better care for doing it. That's called freedom of information. You being able to go and look up and find what you want and go and get it.
Well, what about the people who can't go and look up? What about those people? And this is
so the again, I we're have. Treating everyone like babes here.
No, no, this is the problem I have with your point of view and the point of view of those like you. You don't care about anyone else. You care about those who can, and to hell with those who can't.
No, we care about everyone. We want everyone to have their own choice.
You tell them, oh, you know what? Well, you should have worked harder. This is a country where you can work hard. Forget the obstacles we put in your way. You should have worked harder and you could have done it.
What? Everyone?
And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous, Robert.
Some people work their whole life.
It's not ridiculous to think that people can rise above where they are. It's not ridiculous to try to motivate people to work hard and do well in their lives.
What are people getting out of this government right now? Everyone pays taxes on their paycheck. What are people getting out of this government right now, really? I can't remember the last time I've used a government, gotten something from the government.
I don't take pride in taking something from the government.
But I'm paying taxes, so shouldn't I be getting something? What am I
Well,
getting?
I get services here in my community. I can walk out in the street and not feel like I'm about to be killed, and I live in the Bronx.
I'm getting a war. I'm getting a war that I didn't want to pay for, and nothing else.
Okay.
I'm not getting any services from
the
government.
Well, Robert, I think you're getting off topic because you can't defend the medical your government.
I absolutely can. I've already defended it. I've shown you that, in fact, more people are dying in America every year than in Canada, even with rationing. I've shown you that.
It's a different lifestyle. It's not because of health care. It's not because you have a health insurance card that you live longer.
I really don't
think you can believe that.
I'm showing you that there is rationing in this system. And it's based on those who can afford it and those who can't.
It's not rationing.
And that rationing is far more severe than the rationing that occurs in Canada.
It's not rationing. People come here from other countries to get the government services that we have here.
I've told you that you'll lose the government will save $150 billion by switching to this type of system.
Which makes no sense because you're expanding government and then you're telling me that you're going to save money.
Because you're cutting out bureaucracy.
But you're still expanding. You still have to cover 300 million people.
Sometimes you can expand and also lessen costs. Sometimes that's what you have to do to lessen costs.
It's not going to lessen costs.
Oh, it absolutely will.
You're expanding government. You're opening up for more fraud. You're setting a price for insurance, which is not going to do anything to bring things down. It's just going to make it worse.
You know what? The government has to step in sometimes and do things for the people.
They don't have to. They need to step in and do something to make premiums lower and to give people more choices. I think we're ready for the final word, Robert.
You
we're
think
not
you're
getting,
ready for the final word, no, Big
I think,
L?
I think you're ready for it because we're not getting anywhere.
I think that we've got to... Got a lot taken care of today, and I think that people can make their own decision. But you know, I think it's pretty clear what most people want, to the tune of 70% in this country.
They're going to get something for free, and they're not going to get something for free, and it's not going to help anything in this country. Final word.
I'll let you have the final word. I think I've proved my case quite well.
I think I've proved my case as well, but I will give my final word. My final word is that this country is about freedom of choice. And in order to exercise freedom, in order to have freedom, you need to also have responsibility. And individuals need to be responsible for themselves and for their own health care. And when I talk about health care, as I said in the beginning of the show, I'm talking about total health care. You can't just give someone a card and then try to force them to get preventative care, as I see in many of these programs. And it's very intrusive the way this universal health care is being portrayed, and I don't like it. I want to be able to buy my own health care insurance that I can afford so I don't have to stay at a job just because I need the health insurance. And I would pay every month for the health insurance, and I think many Americans would if they could afford to pay every month for their health insurance and have more flexibility and more freedom in their lives and have a health care plan that works for them and for their families. And I think that's what we need to work towards in this country, and not a universal health care plan, which is just, in the end, going to raise taxes, increase spending in government, be an unwieldy program, and not work.
I'm sorry. You keep saying it's gonna raise taxes. And you haven't proved that.
Because there's no way that you can...
You haven't cited anything. You haven't given me any numbers. I'm not going to let you get away with that, because you haven't shown me any proof of that. I've given you a statistic from a reputable institute that says $150 billion will be saved. Mm-hmm. You show me how much more will be spent.
Will cost about $110 billion, Hillary's plan. And Edward's plan will cost $120 billion.
Yes, but it will save $150 off what's currently being spent. Mm-hmm. And you keep talking about raising taxes. You know what? I'm a liberal. I'm a progressive. And if I was president, I would raise taxes.
I know you would.
And that's my final word.
Thank you. That was a great final word. I just want everyone to remember that. Liberals raise taxes. More money out of your pocket.
And I want everyone to remember that conservatives don't care about you. They care about preserving what's in their pocket. Thanks for listening to the Gray Zone Podcast.
Thank you. Vote Republican.